The biggest show on TV returned this week, and we are so excited to have the most popular cast member from MAFS on the show tonight, the beautiful, earthy Byron Bay hippie bride. She's put her trust in the universe to get married to a stranger on national TV. Lucinda, welcome to the Pulse.
That's a gorgeous introduction, Emmy. You forgot Bogan there, though.
Bogan. You know what? I wouldn't have called you a Bogan, Lucinda.
Oh, you know, there's a bit of Bogan in
maybe,
there.
Maybe, do you know what? I've only really seen you in your dress. So maybe that's why.
This
maybe
is
as
true.
The season goes on, I
but
see you in
like
your...
But she looked like a goddess in
Yeah. You did look a goddess. Yeah, far from
We're
Bogan.
All such multidimensional beings, really, aren't we? We're a bit of everything.
We are.
I was going to throw the word kooky in there, but I didn't know if that was offensive. I'm a little kooky myself, so
no.
I was like, oh.
Emma, it takes a lot to offend me. You've got to have really thick skin, yeah. I think, particularly with going on to a show like this, you know?
Definitely. Love to watch you already, Lucinda. You're just such a character. You're such a vibe. Everyone wants to be your best friend. I want you to be my best friend. What's the response been like so far?
Oh, it's been gorgeous. Lots of love's been poured out. But I've got to say, I have enjoyed the hecklers too, you know, the trolls.
Yes.
Whether they're AI bots or real people, I've had everything from, is she a transvestite to, you know, Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek. That's my favourite.
Yeah.
You know, just all sorts. It's a mixed bag, of course. We can't please all the people all the time,
yeah,
can we?
Yeah, that's true.
Are these DMs or comments or what?
A bit of everything.
Yeah.
I've had a bit of a look on the beach today. You know, I'm married at first sight, website, Facebook, some Insta, bit of this, bit of that. But lots of support from certainly my community in Melbourne and up in the Northern Rivers. So, yeah, everyone's got behind me and rallied. I'm so
That's
grateful.
Good. I feel like you'd be good at filtering the crap out too, wouldn't you? You've probably got some good things you can do in place to not let it get to you too much.
Let that in. Put a shield up around you. Protect your aura. Protect your energy.
Yeah.
And let it bounce off you.
Yeah.
I know certainly with, you know, the editing so far, it's certainly been condensed all my spirituality into one. So I think people have got a bit of a perspective of me that I'm just that. But, yeah, you know, we're all so much more, aren't we?
Of course, exactly right. Of course. Now, you had quite a few boxes you wanted ticked when you were looking for a husband, a match. You've been paired with Timothy, who so far seems like the complete opposite personality to you. How do you feel the experts went matching you with him?
Oh, look, there's so much in Tim that is absolutely on point. I mean, we just share such humour together. You know, we get such a giggle out of the cosmic joke, both of us. Yes, in different ways, but we really do make each other laugh. And I know he calls himself the Tim Man, but honestly, he's got one of the biggest hearts. He's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And a big hunk of spunk, of course.
That's good to hear because I was a little bit worried. I wonder now that you've watched the show back, when you saw him say things like, if she meditates, it's not going to work. Like, how did you feel watching that, thinking that you've been paired with somebody who, from the get-go, is not somebody that might accept what you're into and who you are?
Yeah, look, I mean, it was all the feels were going off last night watching the wedding. And, of course, you get a bit of the back, you know, the back end of what people are thinking, et cetera. But, I mean, I was a bit like, oh, poor Tim. He's really got the absolute opposite of what he wanted.
Oh, really?
But, you know, I mean, the journey has been one of, you know, deep acceptance of each other. And it's actually been a gorgeous love story of sorts, you know?
Yeah, totally. Now, we have to talk about the smoking ceremony and the chicken wing. Was this your idea? Something you've always pictured at your wedding?
It absolutely was. I mean, look, I don't know about the wing, but certainly a bit of a smoking ceremony. And of course, again, they plucked out the silliest bits of that ceremony because it was actually quite exquisite. There was a bit of acknowledgement to country and our First Nations people and the land and just, you know, getting grounded. But, you know, I mean, we're here to make good television as well, right?
Exactly right. Yeah. That conversation with your friend and Tim, like about, you know, when she was talking to him and he was just like, what
on
is this?
Planet.
Yeah, on another planet. What did she say? Was she talking? He's like, are you into bird wings or something like that? He's like, no, no.
She was actually completely joking.
Yes, she was.
See, that's interesting.
I spoke to her today because I wasn't actually there for that bit of the conversation. I sort of drifted off.
She
sort of saw me drift off. But, you know, she really was just having a bit of a weird, witchy humour joke with him and being a bit dry. But, yeah, it was... It was a classic, wasn't it?
Yeah, because so I've got to tell you, Lucinda, I'm a marriage celebrant as well, just as a little side hustle. And I've never come across the request for a chicken wing at a wedding ceremony. So that was a first.
Look, you've got to laugh. The old taxidermy, you know, spreading that smoke around, giving a bit of wind underneath that.
Exactly.
No, we absolutely love your vibe. You have just so much love to give and such an attitude of gratitude. But there have been whispers about your authenticity and intentions on the show. You using a stage name, and then some footage has emerged of you moonlighting at a burlesque establishment in Byron. What do you say to those people who are questioning your authenticity?
Moonlighting.
Yeah, I was about to ask the same thing.
It on the side or like as a second life kind of thing.
I am a performer. Like the heart of me is a bit of an entertainer. So I put on cabarets. I've taken them over to Burning Man and all sorts. I'm an MC. So there's no doubt about it. I am a bit of a show pony in the way that I love to entertain. And, you know, I mean, call that authentic or fake or whatever you want. But that, you know, that's me. I am theatrical and you know, it is my essence, and I truly am just being me and all of me, and really not holding back. It's, you know, it's probably a little bit shameless. I'm a bit unapologetic about it, but I figure I'm 43 now, and why not?
Yeah, we love that.
And you are such an individual. It's not like you're trying to be someone else, because I feel like I've never seen anyone like you on a show before, let alone in my life. So.
Oh, thanks, Shawnee. Well, I am. I'm me. And,
that's all you can
be. All of those things are going to come at me fast and furiously, but, you know, it just is what it is, isn't it?
Exactly. They always want to bring down characters like you. So you just stay true to yourself, Lucinda. Yeah. Now, we were speaking to Melinda from last season, and she said there are 6 villains this season. Now, we have heard rumours that Tim, your husband, could be one of the villains, or he's in the middle of a lot of the drama. How do you feel hearing that?
I think Tim's going to be very lovable. He's a very lovable guy. But, yeah, he does, he can get fired up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He likes who he likes and he doesn't like who he doesn't like.
Yeah.
And, you know, he can be a bit hot-headed and what have you. But he's so awesome.
Yeah.
And I actually think Australia's going to fall in love with him.
I hope so. And I hope he's lovely to you too, because you deserve to find someone good. And there's a promo that's running around at the moment, and you hear a line. We don't know who says it. I think people are thinking it could be Jack or it could be him, but they say put a muzzle on your wife.
That's awful.
Yeah.
It's not my team.
No, it's not Tim. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear he doesn't say that to you.
Yeah.
He doesn't have misogynistic characteristic.
Good.
I couldn't imagine you'd be with someone like that.
No.
No, I probably wouldn't have been able to stay in the experiment if I'd been matched up with somebody like that.
No way.
Well, we love watching you, Lucinda. We love your positive energy and just your whole approach to the experiment, and we can't wait to see what unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you gorgeous souls. It was so lovely to talk to you both. Big love. So much love.
MAFS is on Monday to Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9 and 9 Now. This is The Pulse.